Our reporter Matthew Paddy joins me again on the line. Hi, Matthew. Where are you?
Oh, good morning, Kim. I'm at the corner of Oxford Terrace and Worcester Street. I'm just making my way back from the airport where I was about 40 minutes ago, just at the main terminal there. And I'm just trying to make my way across the city and over to Lyttelton, where there are reports of serious damage to some of the buildings there. But it's actually quite tricky driving through the city at the moment. As you would have heard, you know, the street lights are out, makes it difficult sort of navigating the traffic.
You mean the traffic lights or the street lights?
Oh, the traffic lights, rather. Right. Makes it difficult negotiating some of those busy intersections. And a number of the roads, of course, are blocked off as well. There's part of the reason for that, of course, is a lot of the masonry has fallen off some of the older buildings particularly. In some cases, sort of blocking, sort of falling across the roads and blocking those roads. In other cases, they've just sort of put up sort of emergency tape across the roads just as a precaution. And also the sort of service vehicles are out there sort of checking power and water as well. So it's not by any means an easy sort of path to make your way through the city. Where I am, there's lots of people just sort of walking around having a look. I mean, there are people sort of out there just doing what they regularly do on a Saturday morning, walking their dogs. But there are also, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people out here just sort of taking photographs, talking to each other, just sort of recounting their experiences of the earthquake. As you would have heard, there's sort of lots and lots of sort of superficial damage to many of the buildings and causing some problems with the roads in the city at the moment.
Sounds a strange blend of the post-apocalyptic and the mundane, Matthew. Are there many people trying to drive as you are?
Yes, there's quite a few. I mean, you know, Saturday morning traffic on the roads in Christchurch isn't usually too heavy, but there are quite a few cars out on the roads. Of course,
rubbernecking, do you think, or on their way to some urgent business?
It's hard to tell. I mean, you can only tell if a driver's rubbernecking if they pull over and sort of slow down and start taking photographs. But it seems like most people are on the roads who are, you know, they're either on their way to work or they've got some urgent business to attend to. Of course, many people are also sort of making their way across the city to check up on friends and relatives and make sure they're okay. So
yeah.
I think the majority of people on the roads are actually out there for a legitimate reason, and the other people are just sort of taking a stroll around and seeing what's happening.
Nice to talk to you, Matthew. Best of luck with your journey and endeavour to try to get to Lyttelton, Matthew Paddy in Christchurch.